Welcome to the House Appropriation Committee's presentation on the Department of Aging. My name is Mara Perez and I work as a budget analyst for the committee. In this presentation, I'll provide an overview of the responsibilities of the department, major programs they operate, and information on funds that have been appropriated to them. The Secretary of Aging is Jason Kavulich, and I've included his picture on the slide. The Department of Aging was created in 1978, and it serves as a state agency for aging and older adults. Its mission is to advocate for the interests of all older Pennsylvanians and to oversee an array of benefits, services, and programs for older adults, which are made available through the local area agencies on aging, also called the triple A's. There are currently 52 triple A's that provide services throughout the state, covering all 67 counties. Some triple A's cover more than one county, and I've listed them on the slide for your reference. Two triple A's serve three counties each. They include Cameron, Elk, McKean, and Fayette, Greene, and Washington. Six triple A's serve two counties each. They include Lycoming, Clinton, Columbia, Montour, Warren, Forest, Mifflin, Juniata, Union, Snyder, and Luzerne, Wyoming. The rest of the triple A's cover a single county. Some of the services and programs provided by the triple A's include home-delivered meals, senior centers, and adult protective services. The largest of these programs is the Help at Home program, which is better known as the Options program. The majority of state funding for the triple A's comes from the PennCare appropriation. The Options program provides assistance to eligible older adults that need support to remain in their homes. This program provides services like adult day services, care management services, home delivered meals, and personal care services, which are services that help individuals with daily living activities so that they can remain safely in their homes. The department is funded by both federal funds and state lottery funds. The total appropriated funds for fiscal year 24-25 is $618 million. The lottery fund generates proceeds from lottery operations. Profits from the lottery fund programs that benefit seniors, many of which are run by the Department of Aging. For fiscal year 24-25, the department was appropriated $499.7 million from the state lottery fund. The department's general government operations appropriation, which funds personnel and other agency administrative costs, is funded through the state lottery fund. Additionally, the PennCare appropriation receives the largest amount of state lottery funding at $287.8 million. This funding is allocated to the local AAAs to provide services to senior citizens in their communities. As I discussed previously in this presentation, the largest program funded by this appropriation is the Options program. In addition to the PennCare appropriation, the budget for aging includes a transfer to the Pharmaceutical Assistance Fund, which is used for the Prescription Assistance Contract for the Elderly program, better known as PACE, and the Prescription Assistance Contract for the Elderly Needs Enhancement Tier program, which is better known as PACENET. The PACE and PACENET programs provide assistance to qualified older Pennsylvanians who face a financial burden due to the cost of purchasing their prescription medications. The transfer amount for fiscal year 24-25 is $170 million, which is a $15 million increase over the prior year. The department recently released its master plan for older adults and individuals with disabilities, which is called Aging Our Way PA. This plan focuses on core objectives that include transparency, diversity, equity, and inclusion, principles of person-centered planning, ensuring the plan is flexible over time, and ways to reframe how we think about, talk about, and value older adults. The priorities listed within the plan include unlocking access, aging in the community, gateways to independence, caregiver supports, and education and nutrition services. The fiscal year 24-25 budget included approximately $3 million for Aging Our Way initiatives. Currently, the Department of Aging is developing a statewide caregiver toolkit, including information on supports and resources and a caregiver screening tool. Some recent legislation for aging programs includes Act 62 of 2023, which extended the exclusion for the Social Security cost of living increase for individuals that are eligible for the PACE and PACENET programs. This allows them to remain eligible if the cost of living increase would increase their income above the limit for these programs. This exclusion continues through December 2025. Act 111 of 2024 established the new Office of Alzheimer's, Dementia, and Related Disorders within the Department of Aging. Act 118 of 2024 excludes the principal and interest accrued from savings bonds from an individual's income when determining whether they are eligible for PACE or PACENET programs. I want to thank you for taking the time to view this presentation. Please enjoy the rest of your day.